The public safety drill was well laid out. City Hall employees were each given a specific role to play. Some had fake gunshot wounds. Others played dead in a pile of blood. The play shooter, Forrest Bowers, was given an airsoft gun that shot small plastic pellets. Police officers staged at public safety and were only allowed to turn on their radios at certain intervals. They had to act like they were responding from their homes and account for the time it would take them to be contacted. First Sergeant Matt Betson explained that they had to fake other things as well.
I understand. I agree that if I were responding to a building with multiple windows and entrances, I would not use the front entrance. You have to use the front entrance.
Then the drill began.
Attention all responders. We have an active shooter at City Hall. There are two people actively been shot down. Please respond in. All officers, medic.
Two on-duty officers rushed to the scene. The shooter aimed at them from above. One officer was shot down. The other had to enter the building alone and track down the killer. Sergeant Mike Holman searched the upstairs and found that Bowers had already faked that he had shot himself in the head. Holman handcuffed him just in case and continued searching the building to check for another place shooter. It was unclear how many were there. Reinforcements arrived on the chaotic scene. They searched the building thoroughly together before they allowed the EMTs to enter City Hall and begin treating the drill victims. Some were clearly dead. Others had bullet wounds to the chest or had fallen downstairs and were bleeding from their heads. Although the medics were not allowed on the scene for more than half an hour, they had the first fake patients to the clinic within 15 minutes. Public Safety Director Jamie Sunderland said, all of the departments showed exceptional skill during the drill and worked well together.
What we want to do is find out how to deal with these things before they actually occur. It's kind of the point of training. And even if it isn't an active shooter in the future, if it's something involving multiple disciplines, police, fire, clinic, we're going to work better in the future because of these type of training events.
They chose to stage an active shooter drill because it requires all of the departments to work together and because it's an unlikely but real possibility in any community. Sunderland said that police officers learned during the shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado 10 years ago that police just need to go straight into the scene.
You go toward gunfire and stop the action, which means you forego a lot of personal safety.
For Officer David Riffer, that meant being taken out of the drill early. Upon entering the building, he was immediately shot from above.
Yeah, I was definitely a little frustrated. When I was going in, I figured I'd be able to find the shooter and take him out. And so it was a little disappointing when I got taken out that quickly.
He said watching the scene from the sidelines felt slow. Other fake victims who awaited treatment said so as well. EMT Zach Chastain said it was frustrating, but necessary.
I mean, it would have been nice to get in there faster, but ultimately the main priority is the safety of the responders, the safety of the officers, and the safety of the firefighters and the EMTs. So, yeah, we got in there as quickly as we could.
One of the injuries they treated was Jessalyn Oropeza's fake gunshot wound to the chest.
It was kind of scary in a way, but also, you know, we knew it was a drill, but it was still just the thought of it really happening. Is still scary, but I think that everybody did a really good job.
She said that the EMTs worked hard to make her feel safe and calm. Overall, people were very pleased with the drill, and Director Sunderland said it highlighted their strengths, like cooperation and communication, and some of the things they needed to work harder on, like communication. The active shooter drill was coordinated by Public Safety, the clinic, and City Hall, and was held on Friday afternoon. No one sustained any injuries other than small cuts during the exercise. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.